that Walmart Canada has revealed what it is calling the, quote, store of the future. According to Canadian Grocer, Walmart Canada has cut the ribbon on its newly renovated flagship in Mississauga, I believe that's how you pronounce it.
Yeah, I think that's right. I think
you nailed
it.
Mississauga, Ontario, which includes...
It sounds good to me.
Okay. Someone will correct us, I have no doubt, which includes a heavy focus on in-store tech and an expanded grocery offering. Billed by the retailer as their store of the future, the 223,000 square foot space, which is massive. That's
huge.
Like two Targets,
yeah, I didn't catch that the first time.
Oh, yeah. That was what we'll talk about it later, but yeah. 223,000 square feet is massive. Located within the Square One Shopping Center in the city's downtown core. Upgrades to the store, Chris, include digital and interactive maps for easier navigation, additional self-checkout kiosks, a 5,000-square-foot automated warehouse to fulfill online delivery and pickup orders, digital screens on shelf, and more. Walmart Canada's chief operating officer, John Bayless, had this to say about the store's grand reopening. Quote, "While we call it a store of the future, it feels a lot like a Walmart still, and that's by design. But we want to make sure that we add some really interesting notes to how we're digitizing the experience for our customers, but also simplifying operations for our associates," end quote, said Walmart Canada's chief of operations, once again, John Bayless, during the grand reopening on early Friday morning. Now, Chris, you know John Bayless, right? Like, you guys are bros from like HBS or something.
Yeah, actually,
right?
We were section mates at HBS. Yes,
section I.
Shout out to all our section I fellow classmates. Yeah, John Bayless and I. Yeah, I remember we went to dinner at Outback Steakhouse together back in 2004.
Did you share a blooming onion?
I think we did, actually. I think we did, Ed. I think we did. And he's probably listening because I was talking to him on social media yesterday,
giving him
congrats about this announcement. But yeah, I mean, it's funny too. He's trying to downplay the store of the future thing a little bit, which is probably the smart move because,
right,
you know, it at the end of the day, this term gets thrown around too much, like we've talked about a lot, and it's really just the next iteration of what they think the prototype potentially could be in Canada, or maybe a little more aggressive in terms of trying to understand what that prototype is. But
or they're just Canadians and they're just like downplaying.
Yeah, they're downplaying it, right? Like Minnesotans would too. But I mean, net, I'm excited to see the store, and I think it's been in the works for a while. I mean, we've talked about it on the show before when they first announced it. And the parts I'm most intrigued about are, one, the micro warehouse.
Yeah.
I think that's a cool thing. Two, is also how John, in the article, if you read it, he describes that they're not just using electronic shelf labels, but they're actually using LCD rails to also help with planogramming, which is a new thing, like planogram setup for the employees so they can see where to place the products, which is a new use case that we have not talked about and I had not heard about or even thought about before. So I think that's really cool. So I think a trip to Toronto should be in order here as soon as possible.
I think it's
maybe another blooming onion.
Mississauga.
Yeah.
We're going to go there.
Yeah.
We're not too far away.
I'm going to call up my buddy Bayless and see if he can give us a tour at some point.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, I think I agree. I mean, I like it for a few different reasons. I mean, I think, including the ones that you highlighted, but I like it because it's all the right elements of a one-stop shop. They put the health hub in there. They've got a full grocery assortment. I mean, and the micro fulfillment center, like, that's only 5,000 square feet of 223,000 square feet is kind of baffling to me. But yeah, I think that, you know, they are also leveraging electronic shelf labels in a major way, which I think is really important to call out for the reasons you mentioned. They're also working with Vusion Group for those electronic shelf labels, which we'll talk about more today.
Who, if you're watching this video, we're actually at their booth again at WRC. So thank you to them for their support.
Yes. I am a little bit surprised, though. One question I would ask your friend John Bayless is, why they're doing the pilots in the cracker aisle? Because that's what they talk about. Like, they're doing these ESL pilots in the cracker aisle, and everything that we've heard from A&M, from John Clear and those groups, when they're talking about where to deploy some of this technology, we've heard that it makes more sense to do this. You see a quicker ROI when you're doing this in Fresh and some of the other places too. So I think that's one question that I would have about, like, why choosing this particular aisle to do those tests. But it's great because they're using this technology to its fullest extent. They're also giving retailers and brands a way to create new content together and to give another purpose, another place for this retail media content to show up that's already being created by the brands, and now it can be happening right in the aisle. So I'm excited about this. Couple questions I'd ask him, but other than that, I think this is a great way to deploy tech.
Yeah, and open invitation, John, if you're listening, to come on the show whenever you want. We'll definitely entertain that.
Yes.
Should you desire it. But I think my take on that is probably, and it's hard to understand where electronic shelf labels begin and end in that store. I think they were talking specifically about the rail use case in that, and that actually probably is a good place, because it's shelf stable product. It's fairly easy to manage, and you can understand the dynamics of there to try to planogram, and it's probably more of a planogrammed scenario as well. So that's my hunch there in terms of what's going on. That's probably more broad application of electronic shelf labels in the store as well too.